The Grignet Mountains are perfect examples of the correspondence between the landscape and its geological structure. Their origin is due to two of the major forces that model the Earth crust. In a process that began more than 150 million years ago and has not yet ended, the slow collision between the European and African plates shaped the backbone of the Alps to the north. In the meantime, to the south, a few kilometres down, the rocks that now make up the Grignet group were fragmented into four large thrust sheets. These then slid over each other along layers of soft, chalky rocks that acted as soap-slipping levels. The gradual tectonic uplift and the subsequent erosion slowly brought this peculiar geological structure on which the landscape moulded itself to the surface. The deepest thrust sheet is buried beneath Lecco, while the other three are perfectly recognisable even from a distance, with vertical and rugged walls, alternating with rather flat areas. Of these three thrust sheets, the one in the middle, the Grignetta, or Southern Grigna, suffered the worst and is the most deformed. Its rock towers, now a paradise for climbers, are in fact the result of very intense fracturing, which literally grinded and crushed the rock. On the other hand, the compact rocks of the Grignoni, or Northern Grigna, host numerous karst systems, some of which are amongst Italy's deepest caves.